Welcome to today's Heartland Market Talk.
Grain trade today had the USDA with their February WASDE numbers. For once, they weren't exactly horribly bearish. It was friendly for corn. They increased our exports by 100 million metric tons, 100 million bushels, pulling that carryout down by a like amount. We have exports out now up to 3,300 million bushels. That's a big number, which we are selling that corn. So why is the corn market not, you know, higher, running away? Well, it's pretty much simple. That carryout still is well above 2 billion bushels. We need to see something like China showing interest in our corn, since the USDA did say two Thursdays ago that they lowered that Chinese corn crop by 10 million metric tons. That's a lot of corn, and so they'll probably either enter the world corn market or come to the U.S. Either way, that'll change the world balance sheets even tighter than what the USDA put out in this afternoon's data that we will have in our afternoon newsletter. So corn not reacting. It's only up about 0.75 cents right now. March contract, 429.5. The corn market concerned about next week as we get closer to the end of the month. We're going to have a bunch of hedge to arrive. Apply to either let the corn go or roll it for a penalty. And so we could see some of that next week and maybe part of it today. But we are up on the session, not lower. May corn up a half, 437.5. July corn up 3/4, 444.75. That new crop December corn, it is up 0.75 cents to 458. That's pretty much where the February average is right now for new crop corn, 458. That's down from last year's 470. We're off about 2.7% for now, but we got a lot of month to go yet. The soybeans, new crop beans, trading today at $11.04 and 3/4 cents, up 9. The average at 1088 right now. That's up 3% from last year's 254 February average. So soybeans, again, showing the strength today, proving bears wrong that saying that China will not be buying beans. Well, today the USDA kind of spoke in on it. They said China is considering buying U.S. beans, but it's their belief that whatever beans they buy from us will cause other buyers of our beans to seek beans elsewhere. So their feeling is they left the carryout pretty much unchanged with last month at 350 million bushels, but beans, they're pushing higher. I think the Chinese are coming, and they're going to tighten up our supplies. Bean oil, new highs today. Meal above 300 a ton. We have March beans up 11 cents right now, 11.22. May up 11.75, 11.36.75. July up 11.75 at 11.48.5. That soybean meal, almost, we were at last year's highs, up 62 cents at 57.31 before everybody blew it all to hell, so to speak, thinking we weren't going to get any help from President Trump and the EPA, but that's looking different right now. Meal, over $300 a ton right now, up $2.50 an ounce. The wheat market had some sour news, but it's not reacting to it very bearishly. They kept the carryout for wheat higher rather than lower, most guesses were. They raised it 5 million bushels to 931 million bushels, but the world carryout number did come down from last month slightly. So wheat trade unchanged, actually higher now by 0.25 cents for Kansas City, 529. May is up a half, 542.25. Chicago March off 3/4, 528. May down 1, 537.75. In Minneapolis, March down 1.75 at 568.75. The May contract down a penny and a half, 579.75. September new crop down a penny and a quarter, 609.75.
If you are an active trader of commodity futures, you need to check out Heartland Investor Services trading app. The markets are moving fast, and you need to know what they're doing. Now, you do not have to place your orders on the app if you don't want to. You can call our brokers. They'll take care of it for you. But in order to see what's going on, this trading app is a must-see. Check it out at heartlandinvest.com. Call us, 701-222-0221.
Now, the cattle trade, we are mixed on the live side, lower on feeder cattle. Box beef today, it's mixed, higher on the choice, lower on select. The cattle trade not performing as many would think. February cattle up only 17 cents, 239.47, while April cattle's off 20, 238. June cattle up 10, 234.42. Feeder cattle are softer, led by the weakness up front. Possible index funds might be exiting stage right, maybe lightening their position up, and that's why the softness is a little out of character with the cash trade. Feeder cattle March down $2.07 to $365.37. April off $1.37, $361.82. May's down 37 cents, 357.40, while August is off 25 cents to 356.70. Hogs down lower again today, down $1.15 on April, 95.57. June down 75 cents, 109.05. Gold, full correction again today, down $43 an ounce, 50.36. Silver giving up $1.90 to 80.34, while the dollar index bounces a bit at 8 cents to 96.77. Bitcoin, February contract losing $1,795 at $69,150. And crude oil, mild retreat today after yesterday's gains. March crude oil down 34 cents a barrel, 64.02. Gasoline March off 2.25 cents to $1.96 and a quarter, while March heating oil off 2.5 cents a gallon, $2.39. Any questions? You can always find us at heartlandinvest.com. Thanks for listening, and have a profitable day. Just a reminder to always remember, past results are not indicative of future results. Consider risk carefully before ever investing. Our analogy is made with the best known information that is expected to be true and known, but it changes by the hour in the commodity markets. And so something that could have been considered fact can change as the facts change.